Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
It's Patrick. I've called before. I listen to your show every chance I get. And I just wanted to give you another story of mine. And it's weird. I don't know how to explain it correctly. And I know that sounds weird too. So that's really why I would love your guys' input on it. I'd love to hear it. But it was, it's about a dream. I guess you'd call it a dream, and you'll see why I'm so hesitant to call it that later, but that I had. It was my freshman year in college, and I was still living with my parents, and usually we can talk about our dreams together. We love to do it when we wake up, you know, and on the weekends, and we sit around the table and eat breakfast and, you know, tell our dreams that we had the night before. But this one, I just have trouble talking to them about it. I've told my dad though, but it took a while. And what the story behind it is, it was late one night and I got home, got done with my schoolwork, and about midnight, I decided to just crash, go to bed, and I guess where the dream really starts is I'm sitting in a room that's in my house, and it's right down the hall from my bed. It's when I say right down the hall, it's extremely close. You could really just take a couple of steps and get there. And but in this room, there's in real life, there's a tall mirror. It's about 6.5 feet tall. It's a full body mirror that's sitting catty corner in the room. And in this dream, I'm sitting down and I'm staring into it. And I remember it well because there's moonlight coming in and it's illuminating the room just enough to where I can see things and where I can kind of see my surrounding. And I'm just sitting staring at this mirror, and where I kind of, I don't know how long I was there with these kind of things and dreams. It's like, who knows if it's, you know, 5 minutes or, you know, it feels like forever though, that I was sitting there staring at this mirror. And what kind of made me go lucid, I guess, is I was staring at this mirror and I almost felt like it was an eye-opening thing that looking into this mirror sitting down, I couldn't see my reflection. I couldn't see anything in this corner of the room, but I knew I was staring at the mirror. And so I get up casually and I walk into the kitchen, avoiding the normal logic of I'll turn the light on in the room. I just go into the kitchen and I grab a flashlight, and I come back into the room and I flip the flashlight on and I point it at the base of this mirror, and the flashlight lights up everything around it, but I can't see anything in this mirror at all. I can't see anything but black. Like there's a black mass there. And so I remember lifting my flashlight up towards the ceiling gradually, and ceiling's about 8 feet tall. And what scared me so bad was, is I can't see this mirror, and I'm lifting the flashlight up, and I get up to the ceiling of the room, and right underneath it is this black mass kind of culminates into a head and shoulders. This just shadow man, this gigantic, about 8 foot tall shadow man is just occupying the space in front of me. And it, I flick the flashlight off and I instantly try to run away and run back to my room. And you know how dreams go when you're in that fight or flight mode in a dream. Sometimes it just feels like you're made of lead. And as I try to run, it feels like I'm almost getting nowhere and I'm running in slow motion. And I, like this thing was almost pulling me, and I'm trying to just, my hardest to get back to the bedroom. And that's where the dream ends. I don't even remember what happens after that, except me trying to run away through the hallway. And I wake up the next morning, and usually when I have a nightmare, it's like, that's weird. Like, and then I go on about my day, and that's what happened. I woke up, and it struck me as scary, and I was like, well, okay, I don't know what that was. That was creepy. And so I, as I go to get up out of the bed, I lift the covers up, and that flashlight is laying, it's laying right next to my leg. And that moment is what really scared the daylights out of me. It's probably the most ominous thing I think I've ever experienced in my relatively short life. And I really don't know, like I've said, I have a hard time qualifying it as a dream, because in the end, it doesn't seem like it, but there were so many parts to it that just felt like I was dreaming. I don't know in reality how long I was actually sitting in front of that mirror, but it felt like forever. And what scared me, besides the fact that there was this tall shadow man in the room right in front of me, was the fact that I was sitting in front of it for God knows how long, and it felt like almost like violating, because I'm not a sleepwalker. I sleep next to my girlfriend now. We have our own place, and I've lived with my parents, and I've always been out like a rock. I don't move when I sleep, and so it's weird for me when I think about it that I somehow, never before in my life have I ever gotten out of my bed when I've slept unless I've been awake, like completely coherent. And I just walked into that room in this half awake, half asleep state, and I sat down and stared there at this thing. It's the creepiest thing I've ever had happen to me. And I have trouble telling people about it. And we've had people go in there and sleep in that room before, but afterwards. And, you know, when we have guests over, we'll put a blow-up mattress in there, and I can't tell them that. Like, I can't tell them that because I don't want to scare them. I can't tell them that because I feel like I'm crazy, and I really don't know how to describe what my state of mind was. But I'd really love your guys' thoughts on it. I just don't have words, but I'd love to see if y'all do.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.